Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you been checking out the text, Chopper?
No, I'm trying to avoid the text.
Right.
I mean, I've seen kind of anything that gives away what happened, I've tried to avoid and come down with me.
Why?
Why? Because of Sky Plus'd it, and that's my Friday night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
People to tell you the end of Come Dine
With
Me.
No.
Somebody wins.
I'm all set.
Plot revealed.
A couple of beers and come dine with me tonight.
Right. Wow.
I know how to live.
Seriously, hey. You're living the dream.
It's party, party, party with me.
Woo! They're all saying that Tom came across real well, and we'll speak to him in a minute.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Tom.
Good evening, Scott.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. So, we spoke to you yesterday. You were the star of last night's Come Dine With Me.
I was, yes.
And when we spoke to you yesterday, you were a little bit worried because you said they filmed hours and hours of stuff, and obviously, you know, you're not on it for that long, and you were worried that you'd had a bit too much wine and maybe came across as a bit of a tool.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Can I just read some of the texts?
Fire away, Scott.
Okay.
Don't give the ending away, though.
Okay. Tom didn't win.
Oh,
sorry.
You should have won.
Cordina's calling you a plonker.
Fair enough.
Bit of an arse. Nicky the van driver. Thought he was Gordon Ramsay, says one. But there is a good one here. I actually thought Tom was the best one on the show and hoped he would win. His banoffee pie looked amazing.
Is that from somebody called Tom?
That's, oh, I thought it was from Newton Faulkner. It says, can you play Newton Faulkner? Newton Faulkner loved your banoffee pie. So, how did you think it went?
I thought it went all right. I started off seeming like a bit of a tool, but I thought by the end I started to pick it up and sounded... I don't know where I got my posh voice from, to be honest.
It's that thing where you watch yourself or you hear yourself back, you're like, oh, I sound quite posh. Here's a bit of Tom from last night.
I'm a confident type of person, as well as a competitive type of person. So, trust me, I'll be going all out to win this evening.
Okay.
At first it was a salty flavour, and then I cried. And then I went red, and then I cried a little more when I breathed in.
What are you talking about there, please?
That was one of the dish's dried chilies.
What?
One of the dishes, she gave me a dried chilli, and trust me, it was the hottest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
At first it was a salty flavour, and then I cried.
Okay, good.
Was that her starter? I don't want it spoiled. What was that, her starter? Dried chilies for everybody?
No, it was one of them, like, little bits and pieces she had about on the table.
What was it?
Are you sure you didn't actually eat some potpourri by mistake?
Maybe.
What did you do at the end of the show to annoy that lady that was annoying you?
I swore on the table, didn't I?
Right, okay. Something about a cheese board?
I served a cheese board with a cheese called Stinky Bishop, and it did actually smell quite a lot.
Okay.
I caught Adisha and Juliet seasoning with salt and pepper their dinners before they'd actually tucked into it. Now, I don't mind people seasoning my dinner after they've eaten. I've started trying it to adjust to their own tastes. However, at my dinner party, there will be no salt and pepper on the table until they ask for it.
Ooh. Now, to be fair, though, you do sound like a bit of a tool.
I do, yeah. Yeah. That was why the start chappers, I agree with you.
Yeah, okay.
Just early show nerves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And the voice, God knows.
Do you carry a corkscrew around with you all the time?
Do you know what, Scott? There's one in my coat pocket now.
Is there?
There is, yeah.
Listen, here's Tom on opening wine.
I noticed you opened the bottle of wine earlier, and you used a two-handed...
I did.
A gadget,
yes.
As I like to call it. The real way to do it is through a waiter's friend. So to take the top off with something that hasn't been cut in cheese with, that takes the top off, and one bottle of wine.
Oh, well done. Well done.
That told her, didn't it?
At least you kept the round of applause on there.
Yeah, that's true.
That. Yeah.
Do what I do and just get screw top.
Yeah, cheap wine.
Yeah.
At least I know how to open my bottle of wine tonight when I sit down to watch this.
With a gadget, as he likes to call it.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Tom, it's good to speak to you.
And you, Scott.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's back. Barry
O'Keefe. Hi there, my name's Barry, and I'm an actor from here. Barry O'Keefe is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry. Yeah.
Hey Barry, go Barry, so Barry, flow Barry. Hey Barry, go Barry, so Barry, flow Barry. He met Barry down an old Moulin Rouge, starting my stop in the street. I said, hello, hey Joe, you wanna give it a go? Uh-huh. Barry, Barry, yeah, yeah, da-da. Barry, Barry, yeah, yeah, here. Uh-huh. Mocha chocolata, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Creole Barry, mama, la.
Get it.
Voulez-vous que j'ai avec Barry?
C'est toi.
Voulez-vous que j'ai avec Barry?
Thank you to Barry, the actor from Air, for Barry-oki. If your name's Barry and you want to be part of this next Friday, fill in the form online.
Barry-oki. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Our new, and probably the only time we'll ever do it, random quiz. Are you slagging me off in Serbia? So, how's this work?
So, I've got some phrases recorded by a Serbian person.
Yep.
In a bid to try and help you, because you're going to the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know much Serbian.
You don't know much Serbian. So, if a Serbian person was to come up and say some phrases to you, I want you to be able to kind of know what they're saying to you, so
sure.
that you can react in one of two ways.
Cool.
So, I've got a whole load of phrases. You basically have to decide whether they're a bit psycho.
Yeah.
Or whether they're being quite nice and friendly. Very simple.
Oh, I see.
Just so you don't get yourself in a wrong situation.
Okay.
I know what you can be like.
All right, then.
Okay, phrase number one.
Želite li čašu vina? Želite li čašu vina?
I'm saying...
Yeah,
I think he quite likes me.
Can I get you a glass of wine?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
A good start.
Good start, good start. Okay.
Number two.
Mogu li da plešem za tebe? Mogu li da plešem za tebe?
Once again, I think...
Dear!
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking, what would your answer to that question be?
Do it again.
Mogu li da plešem za tebe?
I'd love to, yes.
Yeah, it was, would you like me to dance for you?
Oh, right, okay.
So I'd love you to, yes. That's what your answer was going to be, wasn't it?
Yeah, there we are.
Excellent, that's two. Are you sure you don't have a knowledge of a little Serbian?
I don't think I'm going to try that out in Serbia this weekend. Very unwise.
Number three?
Yes.
I like this guy.
Zdravo, pošto je ovo hotel sa dve zvezdice, ja bih delio tvoj krevet, jel može?
No, I don't like that at all.
Don't you?
I think...
Zdravo, pošto je ovo hotel sa dve zvezdice, ja bih delio tvoj krevet, jel može?
I honestly don't know, but I think this is a phrase that you yourself could use. I don't know whether you describe this as psycho or nice, but it's actually, hello, because it's a two-star hotel, I'll be sharing your bed tonight. Is
Zdravo,
that okay?
Pošto je ovo hotel sa dve zvezdice, ja bih delio tvoj krevet, jel može?
Oh, he sounded angry.
Will you be using it because you are in a two-star hotel? Would you think you might use that one?
No.
Write that one down before you go out.
I'm all right, thanks.
Number four.
Oni dolaze da te uhvate, Barbara.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
What do you think that is?
Oni dolaze da te uhvate, Barbara.
He sounds angry, like...
Oni dolaze da te uhvate, Barbara.
What's the last word?
Oni dolaze da te uhvate, Barbara.
Barbara?
Therefore,
they're coming to get you, Barbara.
Well done!
Wow.
You're fluent.
Almost.
It's like you're bilingual. Number five.
Što bi te ljubio od gore do dole, dok ne kažeš da stanem.
Yeah, he definitely wants me.
There's an extra clip that goes in there.
Što bi te ljubio od gore do dole, dok ne kažeš da stanem.
Oh, no! How did I get that? Wow.
You're doing very well.
This is maybe the best I've ever been at any of our quizzes.
I know.
What a chance of that.
So, so let me lick you up and down till you say stop is a nice thing, you thought there. No. Number six.
Mi idemo do banje. Hoćeš li sa nama?
Again, you might want to use this phrase, so you can decide whether it's nice or not.
I think it is nice. I don't know what he's saying, but I think it's nice.
We're going to the spa. Will you join us?
Oh, no. Okay, I've changed my mind.
Okay. We are going to the spa. You will join us?
You should come.
I think I am staying in the place where they did hostel.
This is turning into quite a dirty weekend for you at the moment, according to these phrases. Right, number seven.
Okay.
Da li u redu ako ti osjećam glavu sa zarđalim nožem?
It's difficult to tell with this one because it doesn't sound either angry or sexy.
Da li u redu ako ti osjećam glavu sa zarđalim nožem?
No, I think it's okay.
Is it okay if I now cut your head off with a rusty bread knife? Don't, please, don't get yourself in that situation.
No, okay.
I don't want a man saying that.
Because I know all the phrases.
Yeah, well, you do, yeah. Number eight.
Number eight.
Number eight.
Okay, go.
Čuo sam da si bogat. Možeš li mi daš 27 trilijona dinara?
Right. Again, please.
Čuo sam da si bogat. Možeš li mi daš 27 trilijona dinara?
No, he sounds angry as well. Definitely.
I hear you're rich. Can you give me 27 trillion dollars? Dinars, sorry.
I probably could give him 27.
Rumours of your £586,000 a year salary have reached Belgrade.
Yeah.
Šta misliš? Ja, ti, Terry Wogan u troje.
Right, something to do with Terry Wogan.
Yeah.
Šta misliš? Ja, ti, Terry Wogan u troje.
I think Terry Wogan is great.
So you think it's a nice one, that?
Yeah, I think that's good.
How about it, you, me and Terry Wogan?
Ah. Oh.
What's your answer?
I'm all right, thanks.
Okay.
Terry's busy.
Šta misliš? Ja, ti I Pat Butcher.
Is this nice or
right.
psycho?
I think this is going to be nice.
Šta misliš? Ja, ti I Pat Butcher.
Is that you, me and Pat Butcher?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Just a bit further.
Oh, no, Pat, no need.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Alex has been on from Kendal, Cumbria, saying, my granddad's called Barry, I feel sick. Sorry. Well, he did ask the question, didn't he, Barry?
Voulez-vous coucher avec Barry, ce soir? Get in.
And a lot of you are answering, oui, on 8199. Barry Oakey returns next week.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.